Ita olam. Tsara pamuhle Zimbabwe muhle. Kwazi why muri Zimbabwe. Ndino mkamtira nchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Voice of America Studio 7 on Tuesday the 12th of November 2019, and once again Zimbabwe muhle, I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, ndino mkamtira nchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove, aka Big Mike. Namhlanje, today is Tuesday, the 12th of November, 2019. Now, mthakazo muhle, before we get down to the order of business, ngithanda ukuthatha leli thuba ukuthi ngibonge umuntu ongamile inkomo, who was here last week, holding it down, he was sitting in the driver's seat, kodwa sengibuyile, I'm back this week. Now, to order of business. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on udaba lwenkohlakalo, uwori, nyayo corruption. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the issue of corruption and how it is affecting the nation's youth. Abantu abasakhulayo, how is corruption affecting you? Now, for those that don't know, Mthakazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, we are in November. Now, if we go back 2 years ago, you'd understand how historical this month is. November is a very historical month for Zimbabweans all over the world. For that is the moment that the late former president Robert Mugabe was removed from power. Now, for those that don't remember, this was done for various different reasons. Now, amongst them, what the military says is they were looking to cleanse government of all, all criminal elements. Now, Lapa at that time, who was a part of the military, he is now the Foreign Affairs Minister, Honorable S.B. Moyo, was talking about udaba lwenkohlakalo. He was talking about the issue of corruption. But before we delve deeper, let's go back to 2017. Let me refresh your memory a little bit. Let's go back to that moment whereby Honorable S.B. Moyo, Usibusiso Moyo, who is now the Minister of Foreign Affairs, announced that the military was taking over and they were cleaning house, Zimbabwe Moshe. They were cleaning government of all corrupt officials. Let's take a look.
Zimbabwe Defense Forces, Comrade R.G. Mugabe and his family are safe and sound, and their security is guaranteed. We are only targeting criminals around him who are committing crimes that are causing social and economic suffering in the country in order to bring them to justice.
We are only targeting criminals around him in order to bring them to justice. Lapa Honorable S.B. Moyo, he's now the Foreign Affairs Minister, was talking about abantu who are committing a crime here. He was specifically focusing on udaba lwenkohlakalo, nyaye huori. So Zimbabwe Muhle, as mentioned earlier, on at that moment that we just viewed for our radio listeners, that moment that you just listened to, was followed by President Emmerson Ndabuzo Mnangagwa taking over the reins of the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe in 2017. It is during this time that uMongameli Emmerson Ndabuzo Mnangagwa vowed, wathembisa uZulu ukuthi udaba lwenkohlakalo nyayo uwori, and hurumende yangu is going to deal with it. But the big question we have tonight is his government doing so? I'm also looking to hear from you, abantu abasakhulayo, lechidiki leZimbabwe, kuthi how is corruption affecting you, especially nxa sesixoxisayo ngodaba pathetshi khulukula nenyaye mira akaita kupfumi wenyika. So Zimbabwe Muhle, if you're looking to join us tonight, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. La Konjalo Ungkuma, calling me live on air on +12026192077. Yapi Nanjalo, +12024650318 WhatsApp. La Konjalo Ugunfonela live on air on +12026192077. For all radio listeners in Tongagomose Zimbabwe Omuhle, we are broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930 13860 Lagu 15460 kilohertz. Wepa on the internet, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voandevile.com, Sikona Njalo www.voazimbabwe.com. So, Zulugandaba, Ngena Nguselo, Pila Mchirongo, joining on the conversation. You're tuned in to The Connection, and I'm your host, Big Mike.
Hey, hola, Jpico, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned in to The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ore. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
At Big Mike 3 on Twitter, Lagu, Instagram. So, Zimbabwe Moshe, if you're looking to chat with me, Lagu Mkuma, live, go Instagram, Njalo, go Twitter after the next hour. Go to for the next hour on Tala Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe. We're right here on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, Njalo, go VOA Shona. Msakanganwe, kushare chirongwa, kuitra mtu one, no one way you, kanamshina upina mchirongwa, nyurai ma number, tokufone rai. Uyeze, msakanganwe, linga kotu ipela mtsongaza moshe, ugupala imibono enu. I'll be reading it live on air. Once again, Zimbabwe Moshe, you are tuned into The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Namsha guselo, si kota ngotaba, luenko shaga, lunyayo, wori, dia chukukurukura. But I have my first guest joining me live on Skype. Ulapa gwele meliga, umnumzana o Kelvin Manduna. He's a political analyst, njalo, Sakulayo, he's studying here in America. Kelvin,
thanks, Mike. Welcome
to the program, mate.
Thank you.
So, Nantu Tabulukone Kutuini Puti, the issue of corruption, Elizweni. Lapu Mongameli Emerson Mnangagwa took over the reins. This is basically 2 years ago, in 2017. He said, Uti Intoya Keokala, one of the things he's looking to deal with is Utabalunkoshagalo Nyayo Wori. My first question to you is, do you think he's done that? Do you think he's taken the steps towards dealing with that?
I think the simple answer is no. I think it was always going to be fanciful for Zimbabweans to expect that those who are themselves the origins of corruption in Zimbabwe to investigate and arrest and prosecute themselves. We have heard complaints of corruption from even the judiciary. The Chief Justice has complained of corruption within the courts themselves. And I think one of the troubling things Mnangagwa did to appoint the wife of S.B. Moyo to ZAC is such a blatant conflict of interest, but it showed to us the lack of seriousness with dealing with corruption. And we have seen several ministers arrested, Parirenyatwa, Mupumira, and released a few days or a few weeks later without really any charges sticking. I think that sums up the approach to corruption.
Like you said, we've seen AMA ministers being arrested. This is something that was new. Never happened during Isikhathi sika wayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe. Do you not think ukuthi that's an act of good faith? Uyatshengisa uZulu ngempela ukuthi hayi yena njengomongameli he means business.
No, it does not. Even the appointment within cabinet of poster boys for corruption like Joram Gumbo, whose deal at Zim Airways is still being investigated and causing problems. These are the people who were appointed to Mnangagwa's cabinet. That is already showed a problematic intent. The appointment of the prosecutor general, if you recall, who came number 6, according to the interviews But how did this chap who came number six become appointed their prosecutor general? So even in the prosecuting authorities is signs of corruption. The release shows that we just arrest and investigate later. It's a short investigation. We have seen so many cases, Kasukwere's case, the border jumping, etc., all these things. The investigation is so short that even the courts themselves, they have no option but to release these individuals. So there's no seriousness.
Now, Kelvin, as you talked about abantu abasakhulayo elizweni, how is this corruption affecting the youth of the nation?
Oh, it affects them in so many ways. Each time an individual corruptly removes resources from the system, those are resources that could have otherwise been used in means that ways that could benefit our youth, whether it's in job creation, in infrastructure, in areas like education, healthcare. Right now, we see some of our young people are in the universities. Some are the very same junior doctors. Those are among our youth who are crying over compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the corruption, government says it doesn't have resources. Why? Because a lot of resources have been stolen or misused. I think we must also note corruption is not just a blatant theft, but also a misuse of resources. I also put that under the banner of corruption. Mm-hmm. So we can't pay our young doctors. We can't look after our kids in universities. We can't give funds for youngsters that want to try new business ventures, because I think in this economy, indoda iyazibonela, and you have to try to be entrepreneurial. So we can't support all those initiatives, but because the few resources we have are stolen. In a country like ours with very limited resources, we can't afford even for a dollar to be stolen. That is the truth of the matter.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kelvin, what's in Ubamba Mlomo Kancane? Ngithatha ukhesta wami osibilongenayo kuhlelo, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Kelvin Manduna. He is a political analyst. Njalo ongisakhulayo. He studied here in the United States of America. Ongenayo kuhlelo ecingweni live ariparunare ariko Zimbabwe oko Mabuto Moyo. He is part of the ZANU-PF Youth Executive. Mabuto, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Welcome to our program, Putunja.
Ngiyabonga futhi. Sawubona ndala le.
Mabuto, nantu tabulu kone kutwini. Today in our program, we're focusing on corruption. Not so long ago, siboneni nandenga bantabasa kulayo, who are part of ZANU-PF, you seem to be going hard on the issue of corruption. How big of an issue is this when we're talking about Zimbabwe as a nation?
Yeah, well, no one can deny that corruption is a big issue, and you know, it has affected our economy. And we've lost a lot of, you know, national resources to the plague of corruption. So to manage about that, Salapanzi, I want to put Salapanzi through. Oh, fire! We have put the fire on the Salapanzi. So you know, issue to the future of every Zimbabwean. You know, with the support, the income solo all the corruption, so I, it's a big issue.
Now, Mabuto, on the line, on Skype, joining us, Kelvin Manduna, he's a political analyst. Yeah, now he seems to narrow the fact that he firmly believes uhulumende okhona is not doing much towards dealing with the issue of corruption. What would you have to say about that?
Well, you know, each time you want to talk about an issue, I think you have to put it in a perspective of comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And the only comparison that I can use in the Zimbabwean context is to compare the current government and the government of Robert Mugabe. Yes, corruption is not new in Zimbabwe. We had a lot of scandal for Bulawayo, where not even a single arrest was happening. You know, it was something I told the Kulun and the Tolemo and the Lam Police for taking into an higher safety. But we know Kulun and the first like I said, first one, you know, a creeper, he bought a Kaizak, which is a constitutionally recognized body, but and corruption commission. A Ipa Amanda, Ogu, and in Amon Sego, you know, Gulama processes, Zimbabwe is not a banana republic. Even to the constitution, even when I am a court, you have to decide the effect of your mood. You know, the government is still remained, is not serious. No, the government has done its part. They have constituted things that is actually what happened. Over the Galema court, the government has said a sand. Over Mangana, the Emma court is currently voted. Lava of a PSI, others in the round of democracy. You know, I said to me, I said, the first thing in the land and the so, to make a decision, I said, with Emma court, and the influence of, you know, a yes, in a education. In the corruption, it is evil when I will make a kind of market to the corruption. Who could remember the delay? I never think he paid a fair for that because so far is the evidence around the watch. So, came up court with a one around the account. I don't think it's a fair criticism to say the government is not serious.
I am going to put some telegram, what's in Uganda, and then I'll come back to you in Saturn Lally.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Umuhle, that was Mabuso Moyo. He's a part of the ZANU-PF Youth League Executive. But on Yezu Tingilo Mlaleli Oka na unge na yukushe lo, kola kola mtereri, iti nomu kamishina nchirungwa chelu, cheme chidiki, aripari nare, oko netu nwa nimbali.
Hello?
Yebo, kola, zuru kufambe. Zuru
kufambe. Zuru kufambe.
Mwushe, mwushe, aripari nare ndiani.
Mukoma Patson ku Zimbabwe.
Mukoma Patson vari kutifonera vari ku Zimbabwe. Kurisa iko ku Zimbabwe
ngo. Zimbabwe National Central.
That kurisa iko ku National Central ko.
Mount Owen.
Nyaya iri mugango mukoma nhasi kutaura nezvenyaya yehuori. Muri kunzwa pane vachidiki vari pachirongwa vese vari kubvuma kuti nyaya yehuori ndiyo inenge iri kushusha patokurukura nezvemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. Wechidiki weZANU PF ari kuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matanho ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi, asi pane umwe wevechidiki aripo vaKelvin Madhuda vari kuti aiwa hurumende hapana zvairi kuita. Tipewo maonero enyu.
Hurumende iripo hapana zvairi kuita panyaya yehuori. Nekuti kana tichitarisa totaa munhu akabadhora nhasi. Mapurisa anoswera bishi nebwa nebwa kutsvaga munhu iyeye. Munhu wakaita seanzi akwanise kusungwa nepurisa anoumbirwa komisheni. Chinhu chavo chokungogadzira chekuda kutongana muchirimo. Hatina munhu ati afungwa nhasi anonzi akaita huori. Anongoramba achiti abvisiswa mberi, abvisiswa mberi. Ko ari kupomerwa mhosva yekupika ma 2 years 24 months abadhora na 10 dollars. Akaita sei. Sei iyo vachiti vanhu ava vane corruption avo vanofungwa nepurisa vanofanira kuombirwa komisheni. Nyoreva kuti purisa ika havatendi naye haina basa vairi kuita. Saka ndozvinoreva kuti huori hausi wakapera nechikonzero chekuti iyo vari kuita zvokutokufarudza vanhu. Zvakafanira vapoti vakafarudza mukadzi wasubuso muti anzi ndiye katungamire corruption yehuori. Murume akaaya nehuori akambobuda akainzi aita huori. Anofungwa here tingozoti kuti aita huori. Anai mupfupi vakambofungwa. Tozozoita huori asi vaite vachienda kukotikira vachidhiwa nengu vakachena kuti munhu akasagara chitokisi. Saka zvinhu zvokungoitisana zvokutongamisa muchirino kuti tisazoziva hakuna huori huri kurwisa. Kana vaida kurwisa huori ngavati vanhu vanecorruption ngavasunge nepolisi tozoziva kuti vatanga basa kwete kuti vatata nzii kuti aumba komisheni yeanticorruption. Kana vaida kupedza huori ngavasunge nemapurisa ndovanofunga munhu vanofunga vanhu.
Asi
tichitarisa anticorruption komisheni ofunga mbasa ndavazofunga nevanhu kazofunga mapurisa mapurisa ndivanhu zavasungira ndambasa kufunga zvoda kuwaizokapiwa mutongo wazo ipapo ipapo kwete kuti azizinda mukomisheni tindoikwaya tozodai makore mangai mazikaanhu anonzi aba 20 dollars nhasi mangwana achifunga achida kukoraikapiwa mutongo wake achida kujeri iwaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
Right, Zimbabwe, Omuhle, that was Umzana Opatson. What it seems to highlight, Utia, hi, yena ubona ngani uhulumende ukhona, hi, when they're talking about Utaba, lwenkohlakalo, Utaba, nyaya, you worry, and I have no faith, uhulumende, iripo is not doing much. asizwe ukuthi umunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo uthini ongenayo kuhlelo khona khona mthereri okhona kuhlelo okhona icingweni ngibani
Hello Magadi
Tripo Magadi enyu baba
Tinan
eh arpar nare ndiyan
Mr. Ndonga
Mr. Ani
Ndonga
eh ba Ndonga zvirikufamba
Muche ziri sei
Muche tikufara kuva nemi nhasi pachirongwa tipinda ikamotudza omaondreni
nye corrupted yaipiri
inda
magari chikodzero chekuti hurumende ripo idho yakatanga necorrupted saka kuti itedze corruption zvinoti netsei
asi vandonga pamutungamiriri wenyika vamunangagwa pavakatora vatomu muna 2017 vakati aiwa zvechokwadi tichazvipedza zvese nyaya iyo uori ichapera zvino tikuona maministers nawo akutoita zvekusungwa
chinoitika ndechekuti ivo ndo vanotyisa bhodhi racho rekubata corruption saka zviri tichika kuti panofanira kunga nebhodhi riri independent rekuti ringe richibata vanhu vane corruption saka bhodhi kana long richibva kwavari hapana chinobatika saka panofanira kunga nezvinhu zviri independent kuitira kuti vaite basa ravo nemazvo haungatori shamwari yako yawaiba nayo kuti chibata mbasa dzavaimbuba nadzo saka zviri difficult kuti zvinge zvichipera inyaya yekungobatira kumeso kuti zvinge zvinenge zviriita zvirinani but hapana shandi chinenge chichipira
tichitarisa nyaya yehuori uyezve vechidiki munyika mungati nyaya yehuori iri kuvashungurudza
nyaya yehuori ndo iri kushungurudza zvakanyanyisa kudarika zvavanotaura semasanctions
hinda
because huori kana vanhu vachitora mari yenyika vachisa mumwe alois inenge ichitorwa nevanhu vashumashuma direst vachisasa saka zvinhu zvinoafecta vanhu vakanyanyisa izvozvo iyi mari inofanira kunge ichibatsira nyika kunyange kueducation system kunyange yemafamini yakaitwa namugabe mari yekuti inofanira kunge ichienda ikoko ichibatsirawo ichidzidzisawo education kuti kurima kwavo kunge kunoendera pamberi zvino vanongoramba vachingopiwa mari gore negore gore negore murima nerudzi yasina product
asi vandonga vechidiki pane umwewo wechidiki webato rezanu p f aripo parunhare apo navo vari kuti navowo vechidiki vebato rezanu p f vari kubvuma kuti nyaya yeuori yanetsa asi vane chivimbo chekuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matamhno ese ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi a couple of months ago takaona vechidiki vebato rezanu p f navo vachinyatsodoma mazita vachiti nhingi ndiye ari kuita uori nhingi ndiye ari kuita uori uyezve vane chivimbo chekuti hurumende iripo sezvo vaakuziva kuti ndivanani vari kuva mari ndivanani vari kuita nyaya yeuori vachasungwa nyaya yacho ichagadziriswa hamubvumirani navamabuto mwoyo herapo
handibvumirani navo because vechidiki vavatori neproblem takafanira kune mawetlands malands ari mumataundi vanofamba vachipanana vachipima nenhano vachipanana mastenzi yavo zvinoita stenzi yaa nebepa yaakutotengeswa nemari yakati wandi zvichibva kune vechidiki vavezanupiro saka tinonyatsoti kensa yecorruption iyo iri kutouya futi kune vechidiki ivavo pakaitika chinhu chingapiwa kana kuti mungava muvillage ivo ndo vanomira mira vachitora futi zvinhu zvinhu vachitengesa saka is very difficult kuti ite ipere corruption iyo
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka
kunyange kumapurisa acho anonzi anofanira kunge achipari mumwe ambotaura zvekuti anzi mapurisa anofanira kunge achisunga vanhu mapurisa atova dhoza tovamupa hafa hombe dzese
orit saka zvino nyaya yacho yogadziriswa sei vandonga
mati
ndati nyaya yacho yogadziriswa sei
panoda independent board inosunga vanhu vecorruption isingabve munyika yedu yezimbabwe inobva mumarijion akasiyana siyana ingava sadhaki international vouya vonyatsoita mainvestigation akanyatsozara pese musha tinoona corruption iyo ichipera uye vanhu vachisungwa zvinobva zvatopera kuti wa kwete kuti independence inochuzwa nemunhu ari corrupt kuti anzozozibatira mbasa dzamuzezizi very difficult kungobatana kunezvo chii
aiwa takunzwa aiva ndonga pane vamwewo vatero vada kupinda muchirongwa tinotenda zvikuru nekuva nesu nhasi
zvakanaka vamugabe havana kubavedza vakabavo nechikwata savo saka zvinoti ndezii
aiwa takunzwa tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda Right, Zimbabwe Muse, that was Umnumzana Undonga. Yena ungenele kuhlelo wathi hayi, ukhanya ngani he's agreeing with the caller that came in first. Wathi uhulumende okhona, hayi ubona ngani he's not doing much. Kodwa asibone ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu. Kukhasi lethu le VOA indebele abantu bakhona ngempela kulo mazogwo. Uthi litshona njani msakazi? Hayi mina ngiyaphila, wena unjani? Umathema uthi litshona njani Studio 7? Hayi siphilile, siphilile, wena unjani? UJerry Ndlovu uthi uma befuna ukuqeda inkohlakalo abaqale ngaye uMnangagwa. Hayi uthi uMnangagwa yena hayi uNdlovu ubona ngani umbungameli Emmerson Mnangagwa should be the first to go. Asizweni ukuthi uMabutho yena uthini. Mabutho ukhona ecingweni futhi Moyo ukhona ecingweni?
Yebo ngikhona baba.
So you can hear the callers are coming in. How do you fix an issue when the citizens firmly believe that the government at hand is not doing much to fix the issue?
Well, you know, there is nothing much that you can do, you know, and it's not possible to satisfy everyone. It's not, and it's not everyone who will be as optimistic as you are with regard to certain issues. You are bound to differ here and there. But okuqakathekileyo futhi ukuthi abantu nxa bekhuluma ama-issues abakhulume ngento abaleqiniso lapho. Amvumelani nesikhulumile esithe ama-youth ezanu-P F athatha amasitendi. Yikho ngithile ekuqaliseni ngikhuluma ukuthi abantu kumele befunde ukwehlukanisa umbuso obukhona izolo lo mbuso osukhona khathesi. That facility eyayisenza wabosevakas ukwere weda wawucreat-a ama-land barons is no longer there. The Ministry of Local Government has closed that. So ukuthi kuthiwe abadala ezanu-P F are part of corruption, I want to dispute that and defeat it with the strongest terms. Because it discuss my issues, as discussing the interesting and exercises. And then over until, you know, Magellan knows to see Uncle Moon, but it's in a general Catalan PF, are very optimistic. They have engaged the president, some Taylor is Color Vesilazo, named by corruption, and they promised to which I won't take for Kamba Nangela, who will make the best idea is in Rome. It's now up to the arresting power, those with the arresting powers and the court to decide the fate of the people.
Now, Mabutho, I was doing a little research on the correlation between unemployment in Zimbabwe and corruption. It seems as though unemployment is one thing that seems to be pushing indaba yenkohlakalo elizweni. So now that unemployment is not being fixed, how do you go about curbing the issue of corruption? Because a lot of young people are willing to do next to anything for a quick buck.
I wouldn't say unemployment is not being addressed. It is being addressed, but like I said, everything takes time. If you look at our strategy document, the TSP, that we fully launched a year ago, it's very clear that we are going to have a period of austerity, from there there will come productivity and job creation. So I think, you know, even in our own day, isithethe esinambi sengoma asithi sithuthe umuntu esathatha ukuthi amatatara. Izanu PF isithiwe a 5-year mandate and we are left with just about 4 years ngokuthi wonke khonokho kunjani kufulfile. So I think it's a process and abantu kumele bebekezele. Ukubeka clear abantu abafunda ukubala amaphephandaba bescrutinize ama-issues. Siyakwazi ukuthi imisebenzi iyafunakala njalo sathembi sa umanifestisa imisebenzi izaba khona. But siyathembisa ukuba umthuli from January 2020 because of the SRS career. Let's talk about it this time next year. Now maybe we don't drop a trade way, then maybe the conversation can, you know, change. But for now, people need to be patient.
Hayi, ngiyawuthi ngimbambe umlomo sizwe ukuthi uManduna yena what is he has to say. Manduna, usakhona yini buti? Kelvin Manduna?
Yes, ngikhona. Uyangizwa?
Yes, I can hear you clearly now. You heard everything that seems to have transpired. One thing that seems to be highlighted amongst the callers that come in is that they seem to believe ukuthi uhulumende, they seem to be in agreement with you as to uhulumende okhona is not doing much towards curbing. Kodwa yena uMabutho is that he's standing by his position uthi give it some time. Come this time next year, uhulumende okhona would have done izimanga into yokuqala. And secondly, he feels as though bona njengabantu abasakhulayo abebandlela ezanu PF, they're taking the stance. So they're making sure ukuthi udaba lwenkohlakalo is addressed elizweni. Wena uthini?
I think uMabutho is living in a parallel universe and he must learn from history. uMnangagwa has promised before very lofty promises. Ama mega deals, which we are yet to see anything transpire. And I believe previously people in ZANU-PF promised jobs, only to come out later and start making ridiculous statements about, no, we were saying create your own jobs, etc. So if I were him, I'd be very careful about saying, let's see next year. His party is well known for not delivering on economic issues and development and corruption. But I would like to ask him, ZANU-PF youth came out with a list. I don't know what was the motive behind that list, whether it was settling political scores or if they were genuine, I don't know. But can he tell us, out of those people who were fingered by the ZANU-PF youth, who has been arrested, who has been investigated? We have seen Obed Mpofu coming to Parliament very contemptuous to show that some people know that they are immune from any sort of prosecution investigation. I don't believe Zimbabwe needs even to have a structure like ZAC. As one of your callers has said, if the police were capacitated, they have many divisions within the police, CID, what, to investigate crime and corruption. But they are not capacitated. So even ZAC itself, as we said, the head of ZAC is compromised. The institution itself lacks prosecutorial powers and so on. They are in no position to fight corruption in Zimbabwe. My last point from what the callers have explained to you, our great fear is now that corruption is now an aspect of, in every aspect of life in Zimbabwe. And this is what our young people are now seeing as acceptable. Our young people, when you go to Zimbabwe, will tell you, Kuzukshanda, Azubadari Mdara. It's better you hustle and you're into deals, willing and dealing, and illegality. This is what they see makes other people successful. I wonder how many of our chefs have been subjected to a lifestyle audit if we are serious about corruption, and how many would pass such a lifestyle audit. And I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Mabuto, do you want to respond to this, Puti? Mabuto Moy. Yes, go ahead and respond.
Yes, Nyaguzo.
Yes, Nyaguzo put.
Yes, Nyaguzo put. La kukuluma ni list ya kichwa yipi. You know, put it. Now we did what we felt needed to be done from the political side. You know, it's not up to us now to go and push Isaac to say that who are running another gambot. If you follow news and if you follow issues, justice matanda mo the Isaac chairperson. Let it clear that we got about 30. Actually, she said she had about 38 cases so far that have been reported, of which 10 of those are high profile. And the only high profile case that has been tried so far, I think, is a Pritam Fumira, who was on that retreat list, by the way. So it's not up to us now to go and push these African interventions out. There is a fear, you know, like a constitutional body. Yes, you are saying when you don't believe that has the capacity, but that is a constitutional body. That was put in the Zimbabwean Constitution in 2018. You know, it's not something that we can remove over a certain call we ready. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a corner of Constitution. So as long as the Constitution can have the same duties and concerns.
Mm-hmm. I, what's he, my daughter, let me hold you there for 1 second. Mtatumlaleli, I have a caller who's joining us, and then I'll come back to you two gentlemen. Kola mtereri, onge nayo, alipari nari ndiani, mbano kone kumen. Mtereri kola, hello.
Hello.
Yes, papa, how are you?
Yeah, well, until right, I'm going to you.
I want to write mu, ndiani alipari nari apo.
Yeah, ndiri shabi.
Hey, Mkoma Richard, muri kufondera muri kupiko?
Ndiri ku South Africa kudebeni.
Aha, kudebeni kwe tegwini. Aiwa, tino mkamchira mchirongo Mkoma Richard. Tipe uo maundreni.
Ya, chirongo chini ndu chindu kwa chirongo kwa mba zakanaka cha izo.
Tino tena.
Simanje panyaye uo rimanje Mzimbabwe hausu waka pera. Kunyanya, fanika ye jineji takupina muri December so. Mapurisa.
I'm going to go to South Africa.
right, tiri kubabuna ku South Africa tinosvika pa border.
Mhm.
Tishikuti budi ipa border unotosvika pati moto yemapurisa ipa pakuto kubvunza ima matsamba ese emotikari ipa apo moaratidza tishikuti fambei within a kilometer. Makutobvunza ma passport iyo uri mwana weZimbabwe handizvi kuti zvinotaura kuti chii tiri muZimbabwe.
Mhm.
Zvinotaura kuti chii ndi mwana weZimbabwe ndobvunza passport. Mhm. Ndona iti ndiri kubva futi kuZimbabwe ndiri kubuya kuno kuSouth Africa kubasa ndakakwira ngemotikari yangu inodzidzwa kana uri nemwana kana uri nechinozi mapassport ndiri muka mune number 33 muno muZimbabwe.
Mhm. Right, ndasi
pano panotirwadza.
Awa,
ndamu muZimbabwe kwacho motikari yeyononga pano kuSouth Africa inongobata pano kana zvimura inongotaura kuti kwazvizvo dzokuta matsamba emotikari uri kutengwa simende ruda kuwaka zvinonzi hatisi kuda kuti upenyu tishandise motikari yekusouth africa munyika yedu ndiri munhu wezimbabwe kainini ndakaenda kubasa ndokutaura nemotikari ndakuzi hatisi kuda motikari iyoyo nokuti ungoita basa muno muzimbabwe chii manje chari kuitika munyika yedu manje takubatsa senhafu kashaidhu uyu.
Right, mukoma Richard tichitarisa nyaya yeuori uyezve vechidiki muZimbabwe. Tambonzwa va Kelvin Manduna umwewo guest wangu ari pachirongwa vachiti nyaya yeuori ndiyo inenge yatosvingurudzo yechidiki vazhinji munyika. Muno mune maundiro akafanana here?
Uori ndo wakatorisa zvakanyanya nokuti isu tobva kuno kuSouth Africa tinototengesawo makapi chatisiri mumakambani.
Mm.
Asi tikanga tasvika kuZimbabwe unotobva mapurisa achiti haa ndizvo kusina mai yako endwi saka motodhiza motosiya kamari pano.
Kusina
mai yako endwi tikufawa nenzara muno.
Mm.
Saka mototipawo. Orait watotobva tiyati yako yemotikari obva ndigara yako kusvika mwadzisa mari varume. Ndizvo here zvaita munyika kuti kana atotoenda kukoti unobva wagara 2 hours 3 hours wakumira kuenda kukoti uzobeozenza oraiti chienda iye asi usazoita mazotipaona kuti tinofane nzara. Rit hurumende inozviziva here izvozvo kuti mune nzara zvikanza inotozviziva kuti tine nzara asi tatinawo zviri kuita hanzi mbudzi inozvira takasungirwa saka takasungirwa pano parodhi totozvivawo pamuripo akomana ndiri kusupinga wakudai
aiwa
usiyano wacho ndinoona inini.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Richard, tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa nekuva nesinasi.
Aiwa ndinotenda hangu ava.
Right, Zimbabwe mose, that was Mnumzana Richard yena, he lives kwele South Africa, ngimbuzira ngempela. Ngathi Richard mina ngike ngaphila kwele South Africa ngempela. Udaba lwenkohlakalo, i-corruption, it's not specific to Zimbabwe. Even kwele South Africa, udaba lwenkohlakalo lukhona. Yena wathi hayi kulomehluko omkhulu ngempela. Uphinde wangichazisela wathi yena you know he has times whereby he goes back in Zimbabwe. Aba njengamaphoyisa bona bathi beku roadblock bathi hayi ngicela ufake imali. Ngoba lathi silambile mithini ngodaba lukhona egudwini abafisa ukungena kuhlelo lakho ukungithumezela umlayezelo kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +12024650318 lakho njalo ukungifonela live ecingweni kunombolo ezithi +12026192077. So I have my other guests, kodwa ngika ngahambi kuMnumzana uGodfrey Kurawone. Let me go back to uMnumzana uManduna so that sicede la ye and then we'll go to uGodfrey Kurawone. VaManduna muripo pari nare? Muchiripo here? VaManduna? Kelvin Manduna? Mr. Manduna, usakonehlelweni na?
Yeah, ngikhona ngiyakuzwa.
All right, right. Sesi lomunye umhlonitsho ongenayo kuhlelo, so wathi ngicede lawe bese ngithatha omunye umhlonitsho ongenayo kuhlelo. So let's wrap this up. We're talking about corruption and the youth of Zimbabwe. How do we fix this issue to ensure that the future generations stands to gain something from what Zimbabwe has to offer?
Well, I'll say two things, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remind the listening audience that when Mugabe was removed, we were told by SP Moyo that they were targeting the criminals
around him. That is correct.
Up to today, we don't know who these criminals are, and none of them have been prosecuted. Where are they? Who are they? This is what we are asking. Because that was the basis of the new dispensation. The corruption creates a lot of reputational damage for this country.
Mm-hmm.
The very investors that we say we are targeting and we are open for business, if you look at all external reports on Zimbabwe's economy, whether it's Transparency International, how we are reported about in Bloomberg and all these international media, We have a reputation for corruption and a corrupt business environment.
Mm-hmm.
This scares away investors that could come and create jobs for Zimbabweans and for our youth. The way we would deal with this thing is if the government of Edim Mnangagwa could be serious about fighting corruption and genuine. You mentioned South Africa, where we see how hard the government there fought to try and bring former President Zuma to account, and how they are still reeling from the effects of state capture. I'm told it could cost as much as 9% of GDP for them in terms of corruption and state capture. I don't know what it costs us in Zimbabwe. Maybe I see some reports saying 1 billion a year. I think it's far much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we fight corruption is if we are serious politically. But unfortunately, I have to be honest with you, I don't see that will from ZANU-PF. The president himself has reputational issues. We hear all the time in parliament, in the public accounts committee with BT and them, finger pointing and the auditor's report talking about Sakunda and command and corruption in that regard. Yet these individuals seem to have very close proximity to the president.
Mm-hmm.
So we then wonder as the public, if these individuals are so close to him, and they are being fingered repeatedly as some of the captains of corruption and the parallel market and misuse of treasury bills and so on, how then can we say we are serious about fighting corruption? So I don't have much hope. I'm sorry to say I could tell you a long list of what we should do,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have any hope at all that the political will to fight corruption exists in Zimbabwe under the present government.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Manduna, thank you so much. Mokuba, that's a good hello. Thank you so much. And I look forward to having you again soon, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Kelvin Manduna. He's a young guy, like I mentioned. He's studying lapha kwele Melika. Ube lathi kuhlelo uyincwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, a political analyst. Now let's move over to my other guest, ongenayo kuhlelo ongisakhulayo owebandla eliphikisayo, umnumzana Godfrey Kuraone. Va Kuraone, ndinomgamtshira mtshirongwa zviri kufambela. Mkoma Godfrey, amusi kuwika zvakanaka. Ya, ndikuona kunge network iri kunetsa. Muchiripo parinare. Perfect, makuhwika zvakanaka. Aiwa, tinomugamuchira muchirongwa mukoma, zviri kufamba here? Mabva matopinda chirongwa chitopisa mukoma. Vanhu vari kupinda muchirongwa, tiri kukurukura nyaya yezveuori munyika. Parunare tina vamabuto moyo wechidiki webato rezanu-PF. Ivo vari kuti hurumende iripo zvechokwadi, vari kutora matanho kugadzirisa nyaya yeuori. Parunare tatina vaKelvin Manduna, avo political analyst, umwe wechidiki chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe ari kugara kuno kuAmerica. Iye ati aiwa anenge ari kubvumirana nevateereri vazhinji vari kupinda muchirongwa. Ari kuti nemaondo avo hurumende iripo haisi kutora matanho ese ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi. Tiudzewo maondo renyu sevechidiki vebato reMDC.
Mukoma Mike, regai nditi ZANU-PF hari sista remunhu. ZANU-PF hasi an individual, but it's a system. It's an institution, it's a system yayo. And that system has been living for a long time. And that system is still existing. We only change the head, but the system is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So why I'm saying so, mushaona kuti kubatana nhoroondo yecorruption yaitika ZANU-PF in power. Back to the Kumbela Ikanga issue, JMB, back to Bright Matonga, Kuzupko, and a lot of people were involved in corrupt activities long back ago. None of them was arrested, and none of them has been convicted, and none of them akambopokana mutongo kutionawo kuti apuwa mutongo kuti aita corruption. So it is to me, for ZANU-PF people to come to us and say they are trying to fight corruption, then country is a joke. If you look at what has been happening, Mashuro, vanachivhayo vachitora mari dzekunogadzira masora systems asi naumboonekwa, asi naumboitika, and they are still working freely and nothing is happening. And to me, that is useless. It's a useless, barking, useless dog, which is only there maybe to sanitize corruption into the ZANU-PF. Look here. It is to me that Zaki is just a spider web, where the small insects get caught and the big ones just pass free. From there, there are a lot of accusations that are being labeled against the big guys in ZANU-PF, the likes of an outbreaking Povu, the likes of even the natural guy. So, whatever happens, pass up. At the end, it will point to a certain big guy in ZANU-PF. And at the end of the day, nothing is going to be done. That's because no person is going to point there to a ZANU-PF guy who is at the top there. So to me, to say ZANU-PF is fighting corruption, no matter what, is just an insult to the Zimbabweans, because they are doing extremely nothing.
Zvino tichitarisa imi vechidiki varugara munyika ndiudzeiwo mukoma, how is corruption affecting imi sevechidiki munyika? Manduna talked about resources that should be used for employment and so forth and so forth. Ati iye Mabutso ati aiwa mungati nyaya ye unemployment haisi kugadziriswa nekuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa zvese izvi.
Tarisai zviri kuitika mukoma mai. The corruption which is happening in this country is just to benefit the top guys in that field. And they are accumulating wealth. I'm sorry, they are wealthy. And they are grabbing each and every opportunity. So at the end of the day, it reduces or limits Mukara or Shibiku. Because all the space it has been occupied by the big guys in that field, by the big guys in government, and by the elite. So the young people are not one mukana, have not space, have an opportunity to showcase or even to empower themselves. So that corruption, it affects the young people negatively. And the impact, they are not all on the ground. They are now changing drugs, they are now changing criminal activities, because there is nothing to do. Their space has been stolen. I was never clear because of corruption in the economic. So it affects the young people. As I was still a poor, they are not affected because they've lived their lives and there's nothing to build in their future. But the young people, they are going to say, so to me, I think the young people are affected mostly.
Hai, vakura one rega ndi kubata imromo tinzoti Mabutso anoti Mabutso ncela umpendule.
Yebo, hai nyamuzwa umfowethu akhuluma lapha. Evumelana naye khona ukuthi njengoba ndivela mekanseni ikorathi le yasima zathina njengabata isasa yethu, you know, era eroded. Most of what we are talking about, yeah, well, most of it is the political, but ngicela ukuthi ngimkhumbuze ukuthi zakhe le sikhuluma ngayo sibumba iconstitution. You know, between 2011 and 2013, Izak was a provision. They are the ones who actually signed off who is going to appoint this body and what will be its powers. As much as they can call it useless, the Naizonda Vanaitana, it's constitutional until the parliament sits down and peels it off. They don't know the seven of them. Mina ukuthi I'm a realist, I'm trying to ukhuluma ngento ezingeke siyishintshe at the expense of izinto esingazishintsha ngasibonisayo. So arenti nje ngimkhumbuze nje umfowethu ukuthi hhayi izak ayiso productive ZANU-PF, ayilethanga iZANU-PF iku-constitution yelizwe abayisayina off nabo njenge-MDC. So I think it's important ukuthi ungabe-criticise izinto abazi-criticise befazi i-background yalapho ezivela khona.
Hai, wati mbambo mlomo mtachu mlaleli. Aye, dine mtereri wangu. Riparu nare, kola mtereri. Tino mga mchira mchirongwa. Mapinda ka mchirongwa jidu chemechidiki. Chirongwa The Connection. Kola mtereri, pane mtereri. Riparu nare, ukone. Yes. Hai, watu right mbano ukone kumwen.
Hai, tunosa.
Riparu nare ndian.
Mritora na meti.
Nani?
Na Matthew Kubotswana.
Tumelang Matthew kaita te.
Tumela everything.
Ke sharp marana. Bua lena ntate, tudzeo maondre kubatsa u. Ndi
jambo pinda on patiro bata nzo abu tsoro zo corruption ku zimbabwe.
Ya ntate, continue baba, tinokunzwa kuti tipe maondre.
corruption yakadzika muZimbabwe inotorwadza pana munhu ari kufarira zvinhu muno. But chini charato kocha ipo paya kuti corruption ipinde ibude ndokunga ZANU-PF kuti itobva pachigaro ndopanga kupera corruption haitoperi futi but inotombotapudzika hozi corruption yabva kure tinayo iri kuuraya nyika hapana chinongofamba ipo paya iko zvino kuti taurwa nyaya dzokuti vana munangagwa vanozobisa corruption vaona kuti homwe dzavo dzazara dzichapachukira harigaichimbodza mukuvhara but hazvivharisi ma saka hei zvinorwadza zvino kuti zvirikuitwa muZimbabwe
zvino tichitarisa nyaya yekuti munhu wese apinda pachirongwa kusanganisira vamabutso mwoyo vebato rezanu pf navo vabvuma kuti aiwa nyaya yeuori iri kushungurudza vechidiki vazhinji nekuti ndicho chiri kuita kuti maresources avepo asawanewo mukana wekubatsira vechidiki mungati nyaya iyi inofanira kugadziriswa sei
kugadziriswa kwenyaya iyo ndokutongobviswa kwezanu pf hapana chimwe chinogadzirisika ipo paya bhozi corruption yakapararira nyika yese hakuna chiatamubeti corruption but zvikabiswa pazanu pf apa zvikambopiwa vamwe vombotungamirira zvingaita nani
aiwa takunzwai mukoma Matthew regai nditore umwe womuteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa tinotenda zvikuru mudzoke next week pachirongwa chedu baba right zinduka ndava nongo Matthew hai namhlanje abalaleli bakhanyama ngani uhulumende okhona bathi hayi abathembi ukuthi uhulumende okhona is able to fix udaba lwenkohlakalo kodwa let's hear what other callers say sisei khola mthereri ari parinare ndiyazi
makasibere muri kutaura na mukoma Abel
mukoma Abel muri kufondera muri kupi
ndiri kufondera ndiri kusouth africa
aiwa takunzwai mukoma Abel chipindai muchirongwa motiudzawo maombero enyu mukoma Abel
nhau yehuori iri kutiuraya zvisingaite
hinda
tikada kutarisa iye mukuru wenyika chai chaiye muamugabe vakanga vachimbotungamirira nyika vakatanga nazvo vaiita corruption dzavo vachienda kunovaka kuna namalaysia vachienda kunovaka kuna nachina vachienda kunovaka nekuno kusouth africa havana benefit yavakaita muZimbabwe vakangoti uraya asi dai vai vachibova nava vanhu vezana vachibova chivako muZimbabwe vanhu vachiwanawo mabasa at least vanhu havaimbozvitarisisa kutereki kuti vanhu havari kuba vanhu vanoba vachienda kunovaka nedzimwe nyika kuno kunana south africa
mukoma Abel
kuno kunana south africa vanhu yes
right tichitarisa nyaya yekuti vechidiki vari kushungurudzwa navo mungati hurumende iyi inofanira kutora matanho akadii ekugadzirisa nyaya
hapana matanho hurumende yakatokundikana because hurumende yakaita zaki yavo iyayaka iri nzira yekutiwo vadyisa nemari dai vachimbotoro kana vanhu vachimbotoro ruzivo rwekune dzimwe nyika tarisai kuti vona south africa kuna mahooks vakambotoro zvimeko nemahooks ayayaka nenguva dikidiki ne 1 month ichacho munyika mune munenge manaka
zaki iripo
munhu achibuda anenge asina mhosva kubuda munoona unopera uoni
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Abel tinotenda zvikurusa nokuva nesu nasab chirongo
tinotenda
zvinova ndava longu Abel ovekonecingweni ungumlaleli okhona ngale kule south africa kodwa sizweni ukuthi uGodfrey vakurawo vari kuti vakurawo nemuripo parunareri
kumamakindiripo
manzwa zvabotaurwawo here navamabuto moyo
Right, ndakateera mukoma Mike. I want to be very clear to him kuti I am not against the formation yezaki. But I'm against the manner in which zaki is operating. It is a noble idea kuone zaki. But had it been operating zviri partisan. Zaki it is very effective. But the government for now it has adopted the cash and release strategy. Nekuti vangobata munhu
woman put up allegations, and tomorrow they're quite about it. So that catch and release strategy, to me, it has proved that Zaki is useless, except that it was a Maria paid for nothing. But I'm not against this information. But the challenge is the way it is operating. It is not operating in a principled manner. They are operating on a partisan basis. Because this system in a moon and therefore I have to with the investigation. So who matter could write a could except something is going on, while there's nothing going on. So to me, to sanitize war with PF, but it is actually a batting toothless job.
What Mkoma Godfrey Nguyen ndiye inenge yatodzikana namukoma saka tipei mazo enyu kupedzisira pamusoro penyaya yatukurukura nemaondere enyu nyaya iyi yofanira kugadziriswa sei.
The only solution is to remove the oath, because it is only a fool who repeat what and the same thing over and over and expect a different result. So the best solution is to remove the old system and put the new system, which is corrupt-free, in a with good corporate governance. That is the only solution for now.
Aiwa, takunza eva kuraone, tinotenda zvikuru nekuva nesu nhasipachirongwa, tinotenda.
Thank you very much.
Alright, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was Godfrey Kuraone, owebandla eliphikisayo, ibandla LAMDC. So kuthele 4 minutes kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection, asizweni ukuthi uMabutho uthini. Mabutho, usakhona ecingweni but?
Ngikhona but.
Gqiba uhlelo but.
Yeah, hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngaleli thuba elithelanika lona namhlanje. Kodwa what disappointing ukuthi abantu aba-understand ukuthi i-ZAC isebenza ngani. I-ZAC doesn't catch and release. I-ZAC ingathola information yokuthi umuntu khora they investigate, umuntu lona bangambopha uye court. It's now up to the court ukuthi decide ukuthi yenzani ngomuntu lowo. I think korokho kumele kube clear abantu beku-understand. Indaba ye-catch and release le, I think i-social media talk. O-release kuphi-daily imisebenzi ye-court and uhulumende cannot interfere there. So kumele abantu bebekwazi ama-functions ama-institutions ethu. But over and above, I think abantu kumele befunde ukubekezela, like I said. Zalukhethe the 5-year mandate, we just finished our 5th year. So kusesele minyaka ethize ukuthi sigcwalisise lokho esakuthembisa abantu. It's too early to actually judge uhulumende lo khona le mzamo yakhe ama-economic policies. Imisebenzi ukhulumile uminister of finance from January, we are moving into productivity and job creation. Let's wait and see what happens there. Thank you very much.
Ungakahambi Mabutho, intsha yeZimbabwe kumele bayenzeni ukuze indaba le eyenkohlakalo iphele. Intsha kumele bayenzeni.
Intsha kumele isekele imizamo kumbe imikhankaso eyaqaliswa iZanu PF Youth League. You know, people should not be afraid. People kumele I'm sure iZanu is a toll-free number. Wherever you see corruption, report that corruption as neatly as it is. Because corruption in Nakuma, we are looking into the big wigs, like my ministers. I think EIT, but the corruption in Kala is in the way and Kwakwen. Omise the police, all I say, Kwenzan, Upatalimani, that is corruption. So I think all men would think that they can't say corruption at the corner of the Monkaz in Zimbabwe. So I can't repeat it. Latin after 2 o'clock, let's say, please clean it, let's see them sooner. I think as we move forward, we can have a corruption free country.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa Mabutho, thank you so much ngokuba lathi kuhlelo lwethu lapha sakhulayo. We really really appreciate it and I look forward to having you again soon futhi.
Ngiyabonga ukuba namba.
Alright, Zimbabwe Muhle, sesifikile emaphethelweni yohlelo lwethu lwaba sakhulayo. Chirongwa chedu chebe chidiki tasvika kumagumo. Nasi muchirongwa tanga tinava Godfrey Kuraone webato rinopikisa bato reMDC iro rinotungamirwa na advocate na usonchamisa. Tatinava Mabutho Moyo umo wewe chidiki webato reZANU PF. Uyeje tanga tinava Kelvin Mandula wechidiki arichi zhuara che Zimbabwe ariku gara kuno kuku Amerika. He is a political analyst. Nasi mchirongwa tanga tichizea nyaya yu corruption. Tichizwa kubwa kwa muri imi hearing from you, the youth of Zimbabwe, ukuthi udaba lonkohlakalo, how is it affecting you? And abantu ngempela lingenile mapinda neuwando wenu. Tichipeta chirongwa, regaindiwene ukuthi vanhu vari kutichipa social media. Undlela tobe uthi shame on you Mabuso. I wonder ukuthi uphiwa malini kuzanu PF. Hai. Uvusumuzi uthi the only problem is Zanu PF. Kunomunye umlaleli uke wabhala wathi kube lethi lethe Tinashe Jonas kuthiwa he's the solution to Zimbabwe's problems. Athi ndinothenda zikhulu Zimbabwe muhle, ndinothenda, ndinothenda. Thank you so much for joining us. Anonokuoneka inemtaro, ndili Mike Hove. Bye bye.